Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. So this morning I was reading through this chapter and these verses just stood out to me. And if you're like me, you've probably read these verses many, many times, yet you can't meditate or think on them or dwell on them too much. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, I wonder, how many yokes are you and I taking upon us? How many burdens are we bearing? That is somebody else's yoke. It's somebody else's burden. It's not what God has for us. Maybe it's society. Maybe it's our children. Maybe it's our culture. Maybe it's the people, the expectations around us that we're trying to live up to, or we're trying to measure up to. And yet, maybe it's not the yoke that Jesus has for us. Maybe even worse, is trying to live up to our own expectations, our own, you know, accepted level of performance. You know, if you're like me, you're driven, and that can be a good thing, but it also means I'm much harder on myself than anyone else could ever be on me. And yet oftentimes, while there's good and bad there, too often it's not the level of performance that God is calling me to, or it's not the burden that He's put on me, it's a burden that I have put on myself. And so I read these verses. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." Now notice something. Something stands out to me. Notice there is a yoke. He didn't say, "Come to me." I love how balanced the scriptures are. He doesn't say, "Come to me, follow Jesus, and you'll never have another challenge. You'll never worry about anything again. You know, you'll never have to work again." In fact, I hate it when people act like work is some bad thing. Jesus created it. In the beginning, in creation, it says He worked 6 days, and on the seventh, He rested. So work was wonderful. Work is great. But the question is, what work are we doing? What burdens are we carrying? What yoke? And, you know, if you didn't come, you know, we don't come from, most of us, from an agricultural setting, even though I did grow up on a small farm, but I had a tractor. You know, I didn't have oxen hooked up to a yoke. But the picture, as you probably know, is you have two animals, two ox, that are strapped together, are brought together underneath this yoke, and the yoke is generally connected to something like a plow. And there's a plow driver. You know, there's somebody who's directing these ox pulling the plow. And what I hear Jesus saying to us is, hey, come to me, yoke up with me. And when I think about that, I think about the way they would train a new fresh ox. They would team that up with an older, experienced ox, and the young ox would learn that when he went in step with the older, more experienced ox, that his burden was much lighter. It was much more manageable. It wouldn't crush him. But if he tried to fight it, if he tried to stop, if he tried to go ahead, how many times have we done that, right? Then the burden was more than he could bear. And so I hear Jesus saying, come, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle, I'm lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. He's not some harsh taskmaster. He's not somebody who's so, you know, this proud ruler who says, you know, I will make you submit to me. I will crush you. No, how many rulers have been like that? How many religions are all about performance, 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 and you never, ever know? In fact, every religion that I've looked at, every religion that I've studied, it's so different than Jesus, who says, it is finished. I've paid in full. You no longer have to strive and work to attain to, you know, some level of righteousness or holiness, or, you know, the earn your right to go to heaven. No, it's a free gift that Jesus has already done for us. It's beautiful. And yet He is inviting us to come and yoke up with Him. And there will be challenges. There will be difficulties, but He'll be there with us. And so I'm asking you today, what challenges, what burdens, what yoke are you carrying that is not one that He has for you? And then let's surrender it to Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Father, I just pray that you would help me to lay aside every burden, lay aside every sin, everything that's weighing me down, hindering me, burdening me in a way that I'm not able to carry out your purpose, your will for my life. For you say that you know, you say in your scripture, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord, plans to prosper you, Father. We receive that. Plans to bless us. So Father, allow us to receive these blessings. Allow us to be about your work and your purpose for our life so that we can see the fruit of that, the fulfillment that comes toward being about your plan and your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes through my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can also find it in the Google Play Store by downloading Podcast Addict or any of the other apps and searching for it. Or you can go to searching for Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. Or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.